It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Tuesday. Happy birthday, Tim Ferriss from NXS. He turned 65 years old today. A lot of hits, a lot of good music. Michael Hutchins, their lead singer, of course, passing away in the midst of their success. And that was Suicide Blonde, also Need You Tonight and Devil Inside, Never Tear Us Apart. Big worldwide, too. NXS and Tim Ferriss, he turned 65 years old today. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Wolverine has been locally owned and operated for nearly 75 years. Michigan people giving you the best water of your life. Support the home team and our friend Paul Mahaney and his Michigan team. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Mark W. Smith is with us, a constitutional attorney, Second Amendment expert. You can also find his YouTube channel, The Four Boxes Diner. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Good morning.
We just talked with an expert from the Heritage Foundation about a lot of what this so-called Inflation Reduction Act actually will do. Something we didn't mention, something that has not been discussed, I have not seen, is the impact on the Second Amendment and guns. Is there something specific in the bill we've missed? How will this affect the Second Amendment?
Well, yeah, if you think about it, one of the critical things that people have talked about involving this inflation reduction bill, which won't reduce inflation, of course, is the expansion of 80-some-odd thousand IRS agents. Now, I think that has real consequences to the Second Amendment through what they're going to do to the gun industry and to private sector employers. Because if you talk to anyone that works with the IRS, they'll tell you that every IRS agent usually gets about 50 audits a year or so. So if you have 85,000 new IRS agents at 50 audits a year, that's going to be a lot of – that's literally millions of new gun – well, millions of new businesses that are going to be audited, which will include private sector employers. And, of course, as you know, you cannot be a private sector employee if you do not have employers first. So it seems to me that one of the key things here is they're expanding the Democratic base by expanding the number of, you know, government employees who will vote themselves more government, and their families will vote themselves more government, and that will shrink, relatively speaking, the size of the private sector, which is where is the base of the Republican Party. So you're going to expand the base of Democratic voters and shrink the base of Republican voters in a sense. And of course, what exactly are these auditors going to be auditing? Well, they're going to be going after private sector places, of course, and that's going to include, in my view, a lot of gun companies and gun businesses, many of which are small private businesses like gun shops. And why will they go there? Because we know historically that the IRS likes to target certain industries. And why wouldn't they target an unpopular industry? It's not unpopular to me or you, perhaps, but the gun industry is certainly unpopular to government bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. And of course, I think they're going to target the gun industry using all this extra government power they've now been blessed with, thanks to Congress.
Wait a second, Mark. Are you seriously telling me that you think the IRS is going to target political enemies as part of their new 87,000 IRS employees and their enforcement?
Well, I don't think I have to tell you. I think we just have to look historically, right? We just have to look back to the controversy involving Lois Lerner in terms of after the Tea Party movement began. Well, we saw what the IRS division involving the approval of nonprofits did to any of the nonprofits that had the word Tea Party or Patriot in the name. And for those of you who forget that story, that's when the IRS put extra scrutiny on any conservative-oriented nonprofit seeking nonprofit tax-exempt status over anything that sounded liberal, and that became a big, in fact, so controversial that Lois Lerner, who was in charge of that program apparently, had to testify in front of Congress and was refused to do so, took the fifth, and was referred, as I recall, for criminal contempt to the Department of Justice, who, of course, under Obama, did nothing. In fact, I don't think her home was ever raided, but again, I'd want to double-check my history on that.
Mark, we've seen over the past decade, certainly an increase in gun sales across the country. Have we seen an increase or a decrease in gun stores and those places where Americans can buy weapons?
Oh, yeah, we continue to see an increase in what are known as FFLs, federal firearm licensees. I'm sure your viewers, your audience knows that. FFLs are, you know, the license you need to either manufacture or sell firearms, including gun shops. And yes, last I checked, I think there are there is a huge number more of gun shops in America than there are even grocery stores. So yes, we continue to see more and more people exercise the Second Amendment right, not just to buy guns, but also to go into the gun business. And remember, the gun business is not just selling guns. It's often selling accessories or other products relating to the Second Amendment or to the gun business. In fact, if you look at, for example, YouTube, the number of YouTube gun channels on the web continues to expand and so on. So, yeah, I think the Second Amendment and the gun industry, our constitutional right industry, if you will, continues to grow across America, which is great because I think, frankly, our schools are not doing enough to teach about this now. I think they're teaching anti-gun rhetoric. I think they're teaching anti-gun agendas. I think they're not telling us about the history of the Second Amendment. And it's great that the private sector is out there picking up some of this education for the American public.
Mark W. Smith, his YouTube channel is The Four Boxes Diner. He's also a constitutional attorney, Second Amendment expert. We've got about 60 seconds, Mark. We've got, what, 5 months until the end of the current congressional term, and hopefully in November we can shift things, change things around. Do you think we're done with the potential Second Amendment attacks through legislation, or might something else spring up between now and the end of the year?
Well, certainly you will hear discussion about whether or not the House gun ban will go anywhere in the Senate, but that's clearly going nowhere for no other reason than because the House, everyone is going to start going back to their districts to campaign to get reelected in November. So I think you're going to see a dramatic slowdown in any legislative acts in Washington. Why? Because everyone's going back to their districts to campaign because we have a midterm election coming up, and it's going to get really hot and heavy as soon as we get past Labor Day in a few weeks.
All right, Mark W. Stern, constitutional attorney, Second Amendment expert. Thank you so much for joining us this morning here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Back to wrap up Hour 2, bring you into Hour 3 on this Tuesday morning all across Michigan. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.